This is the Courtney for Life podcast, simple, real, and relatable audio bits on lifestyle, nutrition, and fitness. Grab a plate of tacos and let's chat.
Hey, strong friends. Welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. With me today, I am so excited for this episode. This is the first time I have ever done, I guess, like a guest chat session. It's always just me and my rambles and stuff. So I am very excited to introduce to you my three coaches for CFL coaching. We have Kayla, Rachel, and Michelle here. First and foremost, I want to get them to introduce a little bit about who they are, their name, their Instagram, if you aren't following them, and how you can follow them, their skills and like their coaching focus, and how long they've been on our team. So if you don't know about them, here's a quick little intro. And let's actually start with Kayla.
Hello, my name is Kayla, and I'm from Canada. I have been a client of Courtney's, and then I was also recently, as of last year, February of this year. So I can't even get my dates straight. Last year in February, we went to Mexico to actually meet with Courtney. Yes. And do some training for the whole coaching and everything. And it was lots of fun. I joined her team in May of 2019 as a client, and that's about it. And ever since then, here we are.
Yes. I love it. You were one of my first ones. Right from the beginning. And what is your Instagram so everyone can follow you?
It is kaylamouth.fitness, and that's KaylaM as in mother, AUWS.
Thank you. Okay, let's hop over to Rachel.
Hi, I'm Rachel. I'm in Colorado. My Instagram is rad.with.rachel. And I am a nutrition and fitness coach, but also do mindset work and life coaching as well. So I bring that and integrate that into my coaching, which seems to be a really good thing. I enjoy it. I have been with Courtney as a coach since December of last year, so about 6 months, and was first a client of hers back in 2019. And I'm just so glad to be here.
Thank you. And wonderful Michelle.
Hello, thanks for having me. I'm Michelle Wilson. I'm from Canada. You can find me at Well with Michelle on Instagram. My focus on coaching is nutrition and fat loss, habit and lifestyle changes. I've been here for about 15 months as a coach, and currently, since about January, I've been on my own little body recomp journey with Courtney as my coach, and enjoying myself immensely, both as a coach and being coached.
I love it all. Thank you, ladies. So for our podcast listeners, I am going to keep that order. So whenever I ask questions, it's going to be Kayla, Rachel, and then Michelle, just in case you aren't familiar with them, you can get familiar with their voices. So I want to go through some questions and basically just leave this as an open-ended chat for each of them to answer. And again, this episode is just more about getting to know them and getting to know our team and our dynamics and just some fun stuff. So first question for Kayla is, what unique skills do you bring to your clients?
So I feel like the unique skills that I bring to my clients are, I do have like a sense of discipline, but at the same time, I feel like I have a really good sense of care and ability to be able to relate to my clients in each of their unique situations. So any struggles that they're going through, I feel like I've been through a lot of my own personal struggles that I've worked through with even Courtney as my coach in the past. And I've been able to develop some really great habits from all of that. And I just think I can really have a great ability to be able to relate to each one of them.
Rachel?
Hi. okay, so what unique skills that I bring to my clients, I would say, is definitely life experience and mindset work. So I've been through a lot in my life, both personally and just through my fitness journey. So I feel like I can offer my clients a lot of support in different ways, meaning like I've been through a lot of the things that they're struggling through. And so I have a lot of empathy and understanding, And so I can take that empathy and understanding, and I can take my training in mindset and life coaching, and I can give them different tools that they can use to be more successful, both in life and in their fitness journey. So that's what I bring.
Thanks, Rachel. Hi, it's Michelle. My unique skill, I really try hard to develop a relationship with my clients. I think this is a journey that you need to develop trust with them. It's a personal and vulnerable situation. So building trust with them, making sure they're comfortable with me, being relatable with them. I feel like I'm really good at reading people. I know when to push them, when to give them some space. And I also want them to have fun on this journey. So I think all of that relationship building and conversation in the beginning, breaking the ice, lots of one-on-one time really helps them feel comfortable in their journey and that they're doing things well. And they have someone that just has their back the whole way through.
I love all of that. Thank you, ladies. And if you're watching the YouTube video, you can kind of see all of us like nodding our heads and smiling as each of us are responding, because I think we all like encompass and envision and embrace all of those like skills and traits as coaches that we can apply to all of our clients as well. So even though we do have kind of different approaches to each of our clients as an individual coach, we all encompass and embody like the same beliefs and morals and stuff, which is why we are such a great team together. So moving into the next question, I want to know what each team roster looks like. So Kayla, you are up.
So right now I have a roster of diverse, strong, badass women of all ages. Like, honestly, I have really young girls. I have girls that are in their mid 40s, like literally a wide range of women. And each of them are very different in their own ways. And I think it's just really awesome, this wide range, and how I'm able to literally, I have a really great relationship with each and every single client of mine. And I think that's been something that's been really cool to establish throughout this whole coaching journey. And each of them are just looking to improve themselves in some way, whether it's just nutrition or it's nutrition and training, or they're looking to build muscle or they're looking for fat loss. All of them just have these different goals and are looking to improve themselves in one way or the other.
Me? All right. So I think I have a group of really strong, capable, talented humans. They're so talented, not just in the gym, but outside of fitness. And it's really, really exciting, because when they're driven outside of their fitness journey, you know that they're not going to be afraid to work hard, to take on new challenges. And I think my clients are just so ready when they say, I can't, you know, or I'm like beyond, I can do like 30 push-ups, give me something really difficult to do. And I can just throw something at them and they just go for it. It makes me really, really happy and excited. And I feel jittery just talking about it. So they're just super awesome human beings. Love them, all of them so much.
I mean, I think there's a theme here that we all coach exceptional humans. It's so true. Like, I have a wide range of male and female humans, I was going to say athletes, from like elite athletes who need specific nutrition coaching. And they just need someone who has their back and can give them the encouragement that they need and help them realize that what they're doing is right, and just give them a little bit of a push, to like mature clients who are, you know, hormonally needing support, and need a little bit of a encouragement to like visit a doctor or get blood work done just to explore their health, and someone to support them with that journey. So my experience right now is that I have like both ends of the spectrum of types of people that I coach, but really in the end, everybody's just fantastic, and they just need someone to help them with their habits and their lifestyle. And I'm here for it. And I enjoy every minute of working with these people.
Oh my God. I love this conversation so much. I'm like so full of all of this. I also have a team roster, and I'm not going to answer all of the questions with all the other coaches. But I'm the same way, like such a huge, like different ends of the spectrum with clients, and some are older and some are younger, and some have kids and some have don't kids and or don't have kids, and some are like elite level athletes and want to compete and just be stronger, and some are just trying to improve their mobility and just, but I think we are so passionate about all of our clients, and we wear so many different hats, which doesn't just improve how we coach our clients, but I think that improves us personally as well. So we help our clients improve just as much as like they help us, whether they know that or not. If they're listening now, they know. So I think we all like really, really appreciate and value each of our relationships with our clients. So this is kind of a fun question. Kayla, if you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
Okay, I have two, because I wasn't sure if you were going to go with something like more funny or something more serious. So I'm going to do the serious one. Pick one?
Pick one.
Ooh, okay. This is a serious one, but it would be a quote that says, "Dream without fear, love without limits." And I actually have this tattooed on me. And the reason why I chose this quote was because I feel like fear is something that holds a lot of us back. And it's something that I have really struggled with and something that I still do struggle with. So I just really like that quote about dream without fear and love without limits. So just keep going and push yourself.
All right. So people that know me well know that I can have fun, but usually when I'm thinking of something like that, it's more in depth. So what I would write is, you are strong, you are capable, you are loved. And that is just because there are a lot of people out there in the world that don't believe this to be true. And we pass them all the time in our daily lives. They don't have support. People who feel like they aren't valued or valuable, they aren't loved. And how we treat people matters, and how we talk to people matters, and how we approach people on a daily basis, that all matters. So sometimes we just need to hear it to believe it to be true. We can change a person's completely their life, their day, by just showing some kindness and showing them that we're indeed human and being human beings. So that's my billboard.
All right. Mine would say, don't quit or don't give up, because like, no matter how many times you mess up, or whatever you tell yourself, you slipped up or you messed up or you went off, this is a whole life gig. It's not just one moment in time. Like, you can mess up as many times as you want, but what about all the other times you're just doing it right and you're doing it well and you're doing it the best that you can? If you mess up one time, it doesn't mean you need to give up. You just keep going.
I love it all. We're going to have so many billboards. We just need to build a highway with all these billboards. okay, next question. How would your parents describe what you do for a living?
Okay, I literally called my mom to ask her this one. she said you help people eat healthy and reach their fitness goals.
Aww.
Which is true.
I think my mom specifically would say I get to help people be stronger, healthier versions of themselves, teach others to love themselves better, and know how then to like fully step into who they are meant to be. So that's what I think I do.
My parents, they're dear. They're very basic though. They would probably say I'm a nutritionist and I help people lose weight. And you know, that's a little bit of it in a nutshell, but there's so much more that goes into it. There's so much more that goes into what we do, and the importance of our jobs. But ultimately that's probably what they think that I do.
I love it. That was like the question that I was, or the answers that I was kind of maybe looking for or hoping for, maybe that hopefully my parents aren't the only ones that think that. Like, even my grandparents, and I'm sure a lot of people listening would hear this, but maybe just like older generations, they're just like, how do you make money online by telling people what to eat? And like, how do you work out with people online? Like, they just don't get it, but it's so funny. So I love that question, but it does sound like your parents do for the most part understand what you do, which is great. Okay, next question. Your most recent course you've learned or are currently learning?
Okay, so currently I'm not taking any courses right now. I am looking into a few, but my most recent course that I did take was a CCA course, which is basically it's a Coach Connect Academy business course. So it was like an online businessing course that I took from Hannah Diendorfer.
I am continuing with my neurolinguistics programming practitioner path. And so I am getting my master's in NLP.
Well, I hope I'm not disappointing anyone's expectations of me, but I'm reading the book of life right now. I have a child going to university, so there's a lot that I'm doing that's involved getting her set up and getting her going. I also have another little job that I do where I'm having to brush up on my digital marketing skills because I do manage a marketing program digitally and website and merchandise programming for a company. And the digital marketing scene changes constantly, and I've been out of it for a little while. So I've been brushing up my skills on that and learning a lot. And it does take up a lot of my time. So right now I'm in the reading for university life and for digital marketing.
Life skills that we all need to constantly be brushing up on. I love all of that. Just for me to throw in there, I'm currently taking pre and postnatal coaching certification by Girls Gone Strong, which is great. I did mention this to our other coaches too, just something that we can add to our skills as a whole team. So next question. If you had to do a live presentation for an hour, what would you love to talk about? So basically something in regards to fitness or nutrition or similar that you feel like you could just ramble on for an hour with like so much passion.
This was a hard one because there's literally so many things that I feel like I could talk about these subjects just because I love it all so much. But one thing that I really think I'd be able to ramble about for a long time would be the importance of eating all food groups and not restricting specific food groups, or the negative effects of like labeling food as good or bad or anything like that. Just all of the importance of not restricting specific foods and how it can actually impact your mindset and everything else as well. So that's what I would talk about.
I love it.
I would talk about, I would want to elaborate more on how the way we speak to ourselves and think about ourselves impacts our progress, and explain different modalities to help achieve better self-love and body confidence so that we can be ready for the changes that we're going to make physically. Because obviously if we're constantly saying we can't or we're not good enough, we're not going to push ourselves in a way that we should to actually see the progress that we want to make. So,
well, I'm pretty sure I think Courtney could write my TED talk on this, but I would definitely be debunking some diet myths. It's something that I talk about often. If you follow me on Instagram, there's so many wacky hacks out there. People love to create issues and lie about how to fix them and sell products and slap their names on it. And it's screwing people up. They're coming to me paralyzed with what they're supposed to be doing just so that they can live a healthy lifestyle because of all these lies that they hear about. So I really would love to educate more people about like how to do it right and how to simplify things and getting back to the basics, because really that's what this is about, is just getting back to the basics and cutting out all the noise.
I love that. And even though, like, if you can see our videos, like I was laughing about it. I think we're all kind of laughing about it, but like it fucking sucks. And it really sucks because like, yes, it's great that we have a job because of it, in all honesty, but it sucks that these people who don't know, like our clients, they're falling victim to like this bullshit. And it's really embarrassing and sad. And even though we've come a long way with improving nutrition and awareness, like there's still a lot of shit out there, and it's our jobs to filter out that shit and try to like debunk that stuff as much as possible. So we, even though we do joke about it, like it, we do take it seriously when clients approach us. When they do ask us these questions, we don't say like, oh my God, and just kind of brush it off. Like they don't know, right? So it sucks, but that's, I guess, the honest truth. If I could ramble for an hour, it would be about powerlifting. Squat, bench press, and deadlift, the best movements. I totally love them. I could ramble about those for so long. And each of you coaches have been through like kind of a one-on-one workout with me, and we've gone through like movement patterns and stuff. And like, that is my life. I absolutely love that stuff so, so much. Okay, next question is the most common habit that you wish everyone could implement right now. So maybe something that we commonly implement at the beginning when a new client comes to us, and something where it's just like, I wish you could just do this right now and everything would be easier. And it would just be like a simple, like almost a quick fix, but something realistic.
Oh, I'm going to pick a very common one. And I think this would just be something like going for a 10-minute walk. It literally doesn't matter if it's in the morning, if it's after work, whenever, any time of the day, go for a 10-minute walk, because I feel like it would just help, not just in terms of like steps or fat loss or anything like that, but stress management. Like it would help so much with all of those things and so much more.
I love that.
Mine is allowing yourself forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Far too many people come into a new fitness program and give themselves no grace. It's all or nothing. I either fail or I'm successful. I either do exactly everything 100% or I'm a complete failure. And this is such a big deal. It hinders our progress so much because you get that defeated, I give up mentality. You fall off the wagon and it's really hard to climb your way back out of that hole. And so learning to give yourself grace and allowing more forgiveness for yourself and others, I think is a habit I would love to see more people practice, and it takes practice.
It's so true. I just want to expand on that. Like you get a client who will come and do the bare minimum. So you have to almost let them in to know that like, it's okay. It's okay to do the bare minimum. Let's start from the very beginning. But then you have another client who wants to do everything all at once and be perfect. And you have to let them know it's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to start out slowly. And also because Kayla told my habit I had on my mind to do walking, I'm going to add a habit stack to that and say, drink some water, because we're perpetually dehydrated. And if you can wake up in the morning, drink some water before you have your coffee, drink some water with your snack, drink some water with every meal and in between, you're going to wake up the next day feeling superhuman. I promise you, your headache, your brain fog, your energy levels will all go up. Your sleep will be better. And then if you're walking too, you're getting fresh air, you're clearing your mind. And then forgive yourself for not drinking all the water you did that day, or not getting all the steps that you were supposed to get in. But stacking all those three on top of each other can really be just a really great beginning for you.
I love all of that. The one common habit I wish everyone could implement right now would be stretching, pre and post workout mobility. Nobody does it. Let's be honest. Nobody likes to do it. It is often overlooked and it can improve your workouts and a lot of things immensely. So I loved all of those answers. Thank you so much, ladies. Those were the main seven questions that I wanted to ask you. Now, I do want to do a little rapid round of questions. None of our coaches know what these questions are, and I'm just going to ask each of them one question. I'm going to go through this twice, and I just want like a quick one or two word answer, no expansion on it. Rapid round. Let's go. First question goes to Rachel. What is the exercise you hate the most?
Bulgarian split squats.
Michelle, what's your favorite macronutrient?
Carbohydrate.
Kayla, what is a food that you love now that you used to be terrified of?
Fish.
Rachel, what is something you would tell yourself a year ago?
A year ago? That we continue to learn and grow. And if we step into things that are really scary, we'll be amazed at what we can do.
I love that one. Michelle, your favorite body part to train?
Arms.
Yes. And Kayla, last one, over or underrated Smith machine?
Underrated.
I love it. That was fun. Okay, that is honestly going to wrap up our podcast today and I guess our YouTube video. Do you ladies want to add any little takeaways or little love nuggets for our listeners and viewers?
I
We have nothing. Okay. my little love nugget for you, listeners and followers and watchers and everything. If you are not following all of us on social media, I'm not trying to plug, but honestly do so. We all provide like such great insights and different perspectives on things. So if you are looking for a little bit of encouragement or motivation or support or reassurance of what you are doing, please follow all of us. We always have like great content, and even just messaging us, like we're here to chat and we don't just like ignore our DMs. Like we will respond to each of you personally. So if you listeners and followers, if you are looking for a little bit of love and support and encouragement, like I highly encourage you get in this group. And I'm not trying to plug and say join our team, but also yes, but get involved with these three ladies that are on this coaching team with me, because it's just been wonderful. And I think we can all agree that it's just been such an incredible pleasure, especially over these last 6 months, since all of us have been connected now on this team. And we're here for everything. So I'm going to sign off. We'll all sign off right now. So thank you for listening, for watching. If you do have any questions or comments, you know how to reach me, and you can reach all of us on Instagram. I will also ensure that we have all of our tags and handles and websites and URLs and all of that stuff linked in this, in the episode notes. And that is it. I hope you have an awesome day, strong friends, and we'll chat later.
Thanks for being here. There are so many ways you can show me your support, like subscribing, take a screenshot and share this on Instagram, or send me a taco donation.